Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 9, verse 45 already, and that music, activism, news, that A period, that's the abbreviation for music, activism, and news, and for those listening to Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number. Wow, like 3216 numbers have already done. If you're looking to send in anything music-wise or even commercial, send it to MP3 format to emxradio@gmail.com. I have three disclaimers I'll get out of the way for you. Disclaimer number one, you get a phone on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, smartphone, to any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Just dial us up and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. We only have an hour. That's just the way it is. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go home. Change your mind, call and press one. What I'm going to do right now is at least start things off. Wow, 216-400, 216-410, 216-322, 702 area code with a 609. So let's be fast about this as I give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday music entertainment. Starting with number 10, O.E. Ox the Conqueror. Number 9, Eric Magnus. Number 8, Mr. Take a Flick. If you're looking for him online, that's F7ICK. Number 7, I Am Piranha with Boss Bit. Anyway, she's at number 7. Number 6, debuting from Xmas to Kwanzaa, this Saturday, 12 noon, 1765, Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, Historic Hump Neighborhood. It's from noon
noon Cleveland Standard Time to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Black Wall Street Empire, Al Porter Man in the Street joins R&B Cowboy, Pulse Points, DJ Red, Black and Green, and other surprises. Number five, Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube, the Nelson Mandela from Black House Sounds, the Sheriff Kilroy's Grown Man Anthem. Number four, PJS, already with No Time to Sleep on the GMS Hood Famous TV, which is on YouTube. That had about maybe 1,600 views. You have the new song, which is called Lonely, which features, and that's also on GMS Hood Famous TV, YouTube, underneath HJS, and four more. It features Sheriff Kilroy, Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven, Richie Carlisle, and the legendary R&B man, Rich Lucky. Number three, moving up, BWE, Leo Nation TV with guest Sheriff Kilroy with the Grown Man Anthem was spotlighted. Also, City Council candidate McGee 2021, Lit Jaws Music, Kiki's World, A Boogie, and more. Thank you very much, Jay May, for making that one happen for your brother to be there. Debuting at number two slot, Rocky P4 Shizzy dropped an Instagram promo, 2,456 views in less than an hour on the weekend. And number one, moving all the way up to the top spot, Kaya Dog Crew page on Facebook, 16,000 plus views on the preview song. Just the preview has had 16,000 plus, and it's moving all over the place in many different sports groups, you name it. What I'm going to do is go to my phone callers, but a couple of things happened that I would be remiss if I didn't at least bring it up to you all. So I want to at least do my acknowledgement and say that, you know, the one thing that we did have happen on an international level, Dave Prowse, the actor who played Darth Vader, he passed at the age of 85. And a lot of people, when I just threw it out there, Dave Prowse was the actor who passed. That was like last weekend. He was a British weightlifter turned actor who played Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy. And the thing about it was, he had represented England in weightlifting at the Commonwealth Games in the 1950s before breaking into the movies. And director George Lucas had asked the 6'6" actor to audition for the Plymouth Vader or the Wookiee Chewbacca in the Star Wars trilogy. And Prowse would later tell people that he chose Darth Vader because you always remember the bad guys. And even though he had that English West Country accent, which was considered less than ideal, that's why the lines were re-recorded by James Earl Jones. And then I'll be remiss if I didn't mention two people that I believe maybe within 24 hours of our show being on the air, we basically had lost one of our Cleveland legends. And my thing is, you can pay attention to everything else that's going on in the world. You can do that, but you always have to take a look at the legends that you lose, you know, that's close to you, and what's happening in your region. Because a lot of times we don't get a chance to acknowledge those people who do certain things, I will say, in your own region or what their importance might be to you. It's just the way it is a lot of times. So I wanted to at least let people know that we did lose one of our legends. Before I do anything else, I would also like to say that the person that was lost was MC Banks. Brother MC Banks, Trip Crew, along with DJ Coaches, Daryl B, Dr. T, MC Pace together. The Freeze, the Frost sign went up, as well as the fact that his name, Clarence Booker, but as Clarence MC Banks Booker of the Electric Crew, ELECTRIK Crew, that definitely was a loss for our hip-hop nation as a whole. So now that I've gotten those two things out of the way, anything else I have to say will wait. Let me go to the 216-400-216-400. How you doing out there? Going once, going twice, going thrice, and I thank you very much. The one thing I tell people is I appreciate the phone callers. So when you call, I appreciate you for listening to rule number three, which if you don't press number one key, don't worry about it. You're supposed to speak, but I'm going to the phone and see what's on your mind because I never know. It helps me because you all make the show. And I do tell people to stay close and you can go home because I never know if you're watching Monday Night Raw or Monday Night Football or Dancing with the Stars, but it's good to catch up with the people and see what's on your mind because you might add something of value to the program. 216-410 phone line, 216-410. How are you doing? 410 going once, 410 going twice. I appreciate you for calling and listening.
410.
Hey, who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Lavita Murray, Cleveland Ward 6.
Okay.
How you
it's
doing?
Been a long
time. Yeah.
Excellent. And I haven't talked to you on the air, but you stay so busy. What's going on with you, Lavita Murray?
Oh, that's real nice because you'll get a chance to see me Wednesday night at Al Porter's and your shop on Kipling, correct?
Yes,
the address on Kipling. What is it?
15415 Kipling Avenue with the 44110 area code.
Oh, wonderful. So I'll be there Wednesday. Lavita Murray will be there. I'm a candidate for councilwoman, but I'm also a precinct now. We have I have so many things to talk to you about. At first, we want to pay tribute to Butch, who was passed and went on and gone on. His funeral was today at Purnell Jones. Butch is the restaurant down here. What's this restaurant? Red Waters.
Oh, yes. Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, the funeral was today, and so we want to pay tribute to him. He did a lot for our community. Okay, and we will talk about things that's going on. We want to talk about this COVID-19 coalition that we're putting together when I come over there to Wednesday. Please come out. Please come out. Please come out Wednesday to Al Porter's. I'll be there. We're going to put a coalition together for COVID-19 to deal with issues that we need to deal with. And so it's not just about some things that I want to talk about, like as far as our COVID, as far as our what exactly is our goal for 2021? As leaders, you know, as leaders in the community, you know, why is it that the higher ups mention community and give money, but the money never comes to the community to help the community grow the community?
I hear you. And I thank you so much for at least causing us to think about those things.
Yeah, we should. We should think about them very much so. And it's very important to us because we have each other.
Yes, we do. And I appreciate you very much for everything that you do, and I look forward to building with you.
Yeah. One more thing that I want to mention, if you can, the pledge to the people of the world, we refuse to accept Fascism America on Action Network. Please sign the petition.
Yes, indeed. I already signed it.
We want others to sign, and their show is why did 74 million people vote for Trump? Is tomorrow.
Mm.
You have that?
Yes.
You do have
and
that?
And I think that's going to be on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken, Facebook, and I believe Instagram as well. So that should be one of the most important things that people can see. So I'm looking at right now, why did 24 million people vote for Trump? That's tomorrow. Just for 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can watch it on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. Yes.
Yeah, because the question is true to us. What are our roots?
Mm.
And how deep are our roots? And we need to address this in a movement way, of course.
Yes, we do.
And be determined.
Before you go, I'm going to ask you one question, and if you could take a minute to answer, I would love to hear it, a minute or two, but I want to know, why did you feel it was time now for LaVita Murray to run for city council?
Well, number one, I don't want to see a Republican in there.
I'm
just being real. I don't want a Republican in there. I want Blaine Griffin. He's running for mayor, and I don't want to see a Republican in there, and I want to see a female in there. I just want to see a female who can be concerned about our children, you know, the men, the women as well, but our children. If you can recall, just this week they shut down all the schools that just opened up. So, we need to be alert on our children and how we're going to teach them and raise them with everything being closed.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
one more thing. One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is important. This is important because I want to get a friend with me. Oh yeah, we'll be getting a coalition team together. Come on out for the hiring. I mean for the lead. We want to get the lead. Yeah, we want to get these houses. Just about every house in Cleveland is over 75 years old.
true.
But we want, we will. Yeah, we'll have the updates for the Let's Say Cleveland Coalition from them, but also from the community activists who's out there daily, like myself. The Let's Say jobs, the visual meetings, and the information. We have to put our coalition together for that. And our coalition together for a march, because no one, because our march speaks a movement.
I appreciate that. I do. Thank you very much for calling in. We look forward to hearing your message this coming Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time.
Thank you, Al. I love you.
Love you too, sister. Keep going, Queen. Thank you for calling in this evening. And because of the high volume of phone calls, I'm thankful. I'm going to go to the 216-322 phone line. The 216-322 phone line. One thing as advertised on the flyer, I'm going to say I'm real thankful for anybody who chooses to call in. But this next phone caller, I'm pretty certain, has a unique place in our city of Cleveland, which right now the Cleveland Browns are 9-3. 216-322, what you got to say about that?
All right, what up? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. Yeah, well, I think that we hung in there. Kaya Dog Crew, which is the name of the group that I'm in. My name is Suave Gotti, and I'm in a group called the Kaya Dog Crew, which consists of me and Kimra the Healer. And we have the new, well, we have a song called Dog Nation, which we actually made it a couple of years ago when we first came with Hugh Jackson when he was elected coach. So we wanted to create a song that would never play out. It would be classic, but at the same time, it would always sound new and up to date because we would, you know, upgrade the lyrics whenever we needed to, you know, whether it was a new coach or new players, because we actually got players' names and coaches and stuff like that in the song. So it's like it's always a new song. You know, people love it. And we got it on a... anybody that's in social media, that's on the Facebook, go to the Kaya Dog Crew page on Facebook, and you can hear the commercial. And it's, you know, it's on sale on Amazon. Just type in Dog Nation, D-A-W-G, space, Nation, and then you'll see Kaya Dog Crew. And, you know, so that's what we got going right now.
I feel you. I feel you. And I'm going to say that I'm very, very honored and happy to have you call in for the simple fact to have an artist, I'll say such as Kaya Dog, and I want to make sure everybody knows it, C-U-Y-A-H-D-O-G crew page, to see you get like 16,000 plus views on the preview song. And a couple of years ago, you know, Hugh Jackson, that when it first hit out, wasn't it like 30,000 views?
I mean, at the very least, it's the same song. We had 25,000 views of it back when we were, when we had Hugh Jackson.
Right.
And, so this is when we wasn't even doing well as far as being a team, but people still loved the song so much. And what had happened was, I think that when they got rid of Hugh and they got, I think it was Greg Williams, I think people started appreciating the song even more for the time that, you know, we were winning with Coach Williams, and people started appreciating the song a little bit, you know. And by the time, you know, we was getting ready to, you know, think maybe we were going to add Williams' name in there and take Hugh out, by the time that happened, you know, Williams was gone. Williams was gone.
Right.
And then they were grabbing the kitchen. So we had upgraded it, added Kitchen's name, a couple of different players. And Kitchen's, you know, wasn't pulling it off. So
right.
We just said, well, we're going to go ahead and kind of wait it out. And when they came with the new coach, we just revamped it and brought it back. And now, you know, people are loving it. I mean, I think the first verse is, what is it, like a Grizzly with Coach Stavisky. I'm at you, you know, it's just, all I can tell you is, you know, we done branded it as the best Browns rap of all time. And I guarantee you, anybody, once you hear it and you actually hear the lyrics that we're spitting on there, I guarantee you, you will agree that it's the best Browns rhyme rap that you ever heard. Because, you know, with some of them lines in there, man, it's just phenomenal. And I just want to thank, you know, Kim Roddy Healer for lending her her penmanship, as well as on the actual first version where we had a local legend by the name of Network on there, and his verse was just awesome. So we want to just thank everybody for bringing in, you know, just really making the Browns look good, or, you know, sound good on song. We want to also thank the platinum artist who played the guitar on there, which would be Mike Calhoun of the Dazz Band. You know what I'm saying?
That is phenomenal. A shout out to Kim Rock the Healer, because we still rock the original version by request, which is solid. And big shout out to Network, like you say, local legend, battle MC, artist himself, as well as the fact that you had the legendary Mike Calhoun of the legendary Jazz Band. And production and all that is solid. So I'm going to ask you, how does it feel that you came out with half of at a time that the team was, yeah, basically on its way to going on the infamous parade, and you still stayed the course? Talk to me about what it's like to sometimes do something that's not popular, because at that time, a lot of people who are rocking their Browns gear now were not rocking their Browns gear then.
Well, you know, a lot of this actually started coming into play after after Cavaliers won the championship. And I knew that the whole world was wearing Cavaliers, you know, because of what, you know, LeBron James and the crew winning the championship. Mm-hmm. So everybody was wearing the Cavaliers. You know, that was the time that, you know, I was really popping my Browns heavy, because I was like, you know, I'm not no fair weather friend or, you know, like that. So I felt that the Cavaliers had enough people representing them. They didn't need me, you know. And at that time, it was like the lowly Browns were, you know, kind of in the background since they hadn't really been winning, had a reputation for winning. And we had just won this championship in basketball, so that's when I went and got more behind the Browns at the time, because to me, I felt that, you know, if you're going to really show you down, you got to show you down when someone or when they're down. So when you show you down when they down, you know, you ain't got no splaining to do once they come up. You know what I'm saying? So we made the song when they weren't winning. So just so we could show people that, yo, man, we didn't jump on a bandwagon. We were there in the beginning. As a matter of fact, when I say with the Cavaliers, we went and made a Jim Brown song. That was the first thing we did. So we made Jim Brown first,
right.
And then we made the Dog Nation song. So, you know, we've been repping the Browns for a while, and it's just to me, just showing people, man, that if you're down, you're down. Whether they win, lose, or draw, that's the way, you know, you die hard, you for real. We don't ride with no other sports team. We don't ride with no other football team. We don't care. You know, it's like my mother used to always say, and this is my attitude, and this is the attitude of Kaya Dog Nation. She said, you my horse if you don't win a race. So Cleveland Browns, we already done showed and proved that they was our horse even when they wasn't winning a race.
Mm.
You understand? And it seems like to me the heavens have rewarded us, Yahweh, Elohim, Yahshua, Dr. Kinley, God, has rewarded us with a promising team just because we were down when they appeared to be down and out. And we just, so hanging in there with them when they appeared to be down and out, now we're reaping the benefits with them being up.
I hear you. Then this is what I'm going to do. Before I even ask another question, I'm going to ask you again, can you tell people how we can check out the Kaya Dog crew, how we can get the single, how we can follow the movement, how we can become a part of the movement, join the movement? Can you let us know everything?
Man, listen, we're going to keep it real simple. If you can make it to Facebook, type in Kaya Dog Crew, okay? And that's just like Kaya Hogger, but instead of the H, switch it with a D, and just go CUYAHDOG, space, and then put crew. So Kaya Dog, CUYAHDOG, have a space there, then put crew, CREW, Kaya Dog Crew. Go to that page on Facebook and follow us, friend us, like the page, subscribe, become a member, and talk to us, interact with us, and go purchase a single on Amazon. When you go to Amazon, just type in Dog Nation. So type in DAWG space nation. And then when you do that, look for the Kaya Dog Crew, and you'll see the dog there. It'll be the orange dog. It'll be, you know, you'll see it. It's there for like a very low price. So I know you'll be, I wouldn't care if you was homeless. It's so low. You'll be able to get it if you ain't got a house to stay in. So make sure y'all go and get that single. And when you hear it, you're going to want the single. You'll see what I'm talking about, that, you know, we took time out to make sure that we made an exceptional song. We're not just screaming Browns, but we are very meticulous about how we are putting down the teams that we play, as well as lifting up the players on the team, all in a song. It's incredible. You'll never hear nothing like this ever done again unless we do it.
I can believe that. And before you go, I just have to ask this question. Is it true that GMS, Hood Famous, DVD, GMS, Hood Famous TV, the Hood Famous TV, are you all working on a film, a soundtrack to go along with this, as well as some other interesting items?
Yes, this is also this song is also a part of a mini movie we have called Dog Nation, starring a Cleveland rap artist, producer, and activist by the name of HJF. So this is the soundtrack to this mini movie that comes out in spring 2021. We've already been filming, and it's coming along well. And this song is a part of that soundtrack, which will include a lot of the, you know, songs like Jim Brown and the different versions of Dog Nation and other, you know, other Cleveland anthems. So that's what's going on with that. And this also will be tied in with the CUMR, Cleveland Underground Music Report, which is a Facebook group and online magazine. Oh, you can go and look up Cleveland Underground Music Report on Facebook as well, but make sure you go to the Kaya Dog Space Crew, the Kaya Dog Crew on Facebook, and follow us, like us, subscribe, and then go to Amazon and check out Dog Nation by the Kaya Dog Crew.
I thank you very much for coming in this last evening. I do have a surprise, so I'll tell you what, feel free to hold a line, and I got something that I have to play, if you don't mind, my brother.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to definitely, hey, when somebody talks about something the way it was just talked about, I would be remiss, and then once I play it, I will check out the area code, definitely, it looks like the... Okay, probably 601513. But I'm going to let you introduce the original version of Dog Nation when you want to. Go right ahead, brother, and let us know what we're about to play.
All right, y'all. This is the Kaya Dog Crew. This is the early version right here of Dog Nation. Right here with my man, the Sheriff, Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, out of town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland Force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Noku about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, side, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, orange, and white stripes. The C-Town life, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dog of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on. Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone. A message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell. That's my homie, though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field. All you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis. And my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And now, I get a chance to go to, looks like the 601-513 and then the 216-347, getting our phone callers out of the way with the last 15 minutes. So I'm going to that area phone with the 601. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Brother Al? How you doing?
Yeah, they
I'm
think
doing
they
well.
Work for the state, right. They test for shit.
Wait. Excuse me. Put yourself on mute, John.
So what's right. going on, sir?
All right. Hey, how are you doing, Brother Al?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
It's not Aquila, right? Not Aquila.
I'm doing all right, Brother Al. Look, I have a friend on with me. He's from out of town. And I don't think I fully explained. So give me a minute. John, you're live with everybody here. So please, can you put yourself on mute and listen to the show so your followers can listen?
Water testing
and I can talk about
inspection all-star, Milford, Connecticut water testing. No, I thought this was a state thing.
They don't know nothing about that. So can I do it myself? Because they don't know nothing about you, and you're kind of embarrassing me
that's
right now.
I don't think it's going to do nothing.
I spoke to them at length. I took notes.
Hey, just hang up, brother.
I thought they went around testing.
John, hang up, brother. What are you doing? You're just showing yourself different than what you are. So what are you doing? You're embarrassing yourself. Because I can barely see you right back.
I love reality for swimming.
Let me call you back right back. I'm sorry about this,
yes,
everybody.
Thank you
very much.
Hey, we've got you. As a matter of fact, this is live. And of course, the 216-347. How are you doing out there?
How you doing, Al Porter? How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's going on with you, Brother Rico?
I'm great. I'm blessed. I'm here in Cleveland. I'm doing great today. Thank you.
No problem. No problem.
Do you know the name they give your mayor of Cleveland, right?
Yes.
Free Boy Floyd. You heard about that?
Explain it to us, Brother Rico.
So they gave St. Jess a name, Pretty Boy Floyd, because he's always in trouble. He got the teddy bear, and he's always in his office. They call him Pretty Boy Floyd. So somebody just because he never do nothing about the crime, he just sit in his office with the bear. They call him Pretty Boy Floyd. So, Airport. So,
yes, sir.
I'm a little confused here. When the CMHA police came, prosecution, the judge, and the citizens. So when they start doing that? Because
go ahead. Go ahead. I know what you're talking about. The shooting that happened around maybe 3.5 weeks ago.
Correct.
Gunned down young man who was murdered.
When did they came? The judge, the sentencing, and the prosecution. Now, and the guy have to be an African American, and officer have to be a white one. So if it was the other way around, he would have got hung. No questions, no answer. So when did they came, the prosecution, the judge, and the sentences, and the jury, okay?
Right.
So I'm a little upset about that. And
I understand and overstand. Yes, I do.
And another question I have. So, D.C. police have a deaf or hard of hearing unit. Okay?
Right.
So, we want to know. I'm going to send you an email tonight to find out why don't Cleveland do that. So,
wow.
You know how many deaf people have in Cleveland?
Yes.
So, we want to know why they don't. If they get money... If they got money to pay for victims' families, we paying. They forgot. Cleveland Police forgot they are purpose. They are public service. They work for the people. We don't work for them.
Right.
So we want to know why they don't have a unit for our hearing impaired client people. Okay. I have an officer hire. How do you learn sign language? And my neighbor was deaf, and now I went to school to learn sign language, and then I brought that to the department. I know we got some officer who's in law enforcement who knows sign language. Why they do not come to their chief, who kissed up the franchise's ass? Excuse me, I tell like it is. Why they do not and let him know? Why can we not have a unit? Well, I deaf and hard of hearing consumers. There are people too. That's all I had to say. And I'm also, and you know,
so
I'm the I'm also the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, and I'm going to continue to fight this for what I believe is what is right for the people, by the people.
I got you, and I thank you very much. Definitely, Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, for everything that you had to do. Thank you so much, and may you have a solid remainder of the evening, and I will look forward to your email.
Okay.
No problem. And now I get a chance to at least give 7-8 minutes to the 601 area code 513. How you doing?
Look, America, Cleveland, look, I apologize about that because a friend of, that was supposed to be a friend of mine. I know him for about a year. He's a Republican. He believes in some at first, but now he's listened to a lot, and now he just showed his true colors. And I just told him, I'm like, that was very disrespectful, and I will not tolerate that. So you can kick rocks. That's what I
right. I know. And I know that doesn't represent you, so I hear you, sir.
Now,
and how are you doing,
all,
brother?
I feel great because of these Browns. Yes, Michael D. Langenham, still presidential candidate, have not conceded this race. But here's the thing I got to say first, which this so-called friend of mine interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
These Cleveland Browns are 9-3. And
yes,
the reason why they're 9-3 is because they came down in Tennessee, in Nashville, which I visited.
Ah.
And they whooped butt. And I'm very proud. And I think that Cleveland should wake the hell up and realize we're going to the playoffs. And the only thing, the only thing we got to worry about is the Chiefs. Pittsburgh just lost today. I just found that out. So
right.
So anyway, I just want to say that I don't have much time. Here's the thing. Ask me a question so we can go and get everything started.
Hey, one thing I want to know is you still have not conceded. And with being said, why haven't you conceded? What is it you know that you're about to let the people know on your chances?
Donald Trump threatened my life 2 years ago tomorrow. Well, actually, it was the 10th of December, but he contacted me for 3 days. Look at LandinghamCase.com, and you'll know why. And you'll see some more stuff if you look on my page, The Party of We the People, on Facebook. But I can't concede because I didn't run for president because I want to be, you know, famous or make money, just like Donald Trump has done. I did it because of the people. We need a real leader that can bring all of us together, no matter race, color, creed, or party. And I believe with my family history and what I've done for over the almost past decade, without pointing blame to those who are responsible over the divisions of this country. Now, what you're going to know pretty soon, America, is that these Democrats, at first I was running as a Democrat, but I have a letter from Sherrod Brown from March 3rd, 2020, explained about the threat for President Trump and told me his office does not have the power to oversee what the FBI told them, that they're not going to give any information about the investigation about the threat from President Trump on my life.
Wow.
Have a look. Yes. I've been looking for this letter for months, and I didn't say anything because if I say anything, I had any proof, would you believe me? Look on my page, it's on there. If the Democrats knew that, how come they didn't share it before they nominated Joe Biden? So So Donald Trump is right. It's rigged. He kind of rigged it mostly because he threatened my life and tried to sabotage it, and Democrats figured it out, yada, yada, yada. And he probably talked behind the scenes, yada, yada, yada. But here's the thing. I have nothing to lose. I'm tired of this two-party system playing the American people. And we have to come together, no matter color or party, no matter if you sleep on the street, no matter if you live in a big-ass house. It's time to come and go, because the real threat is our parties. And the people have to really unite. And we have the opportunity before the 14th. I want my story on the news before the 14th. And I promise you, every state will not ratify their votes for Joe Biden. Because he knows. Barack Obama knows. Bill Clinton knows. If you look at my website, on Facebook, and please share it, Brother Al, the people will know. And that's the reason why I cannot stop and I will not. And I ask the American people not to yield, even though you voted. As long as Donald Trump talking about this election is fraud, I have a sliver of a chance to show what's really going on. And you're going to see it real soon.
And thank you for sharing the fact that they knew about it. They knew about what Donald Trump had done to you before they nominated, the Democratic Party nominated Joe Biden. Now, that is amazing right there. And where can we go to see this information so that more people can witness it like I did and share it out?
Now, on Facebook, the Party of We the People. That's all you got to do. And if you have any questions, there's my phone number, my email. If you can't reach me, trust me, everything is still active. They've been blocking I'm going through this cold right now, so forgive me. They've been blocking every attempt to share with you for the past 2 years coming up tomorrow. And I've been persistent and consistent on my message. It's about unity. It's about coming together, and it's beyond color and party, and they know it. And that's why I said from the start, the two-party system cannot be trusted. It cannot be. It's us, the people. Those people in Washington, D.C. are our representatives. We still have the power. But the only way we can defeat what's in there is all of us coming together. All of us.
Thank you very much, Kennedy. Michael D. Lessingham. It's just like landing a plane and going ham. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for standing.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you. And hey, that has been Michael D. Lessingham letting you know to check out his story and, more importantly, to share the story. As I move out of this program, I would like to let people know a couple of things coming up. There is the end of the year, and I want to let people know what it is. It's the end of the year concert, Jam Night Spotlight on various artists, which will happen Saturday, December 19th, 2020, 4 to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Slovenian National Home, Slavic Village, East 80th Street, 44105. So far, Brother Dwayne McGee, council candidate, BWE Entertainment, and others will be there as the Cleveland, Ohio Bowling Game Night is planned by Black on Black Crime Inc.'s member, Miss Commentary Cleveland. YouTube is assisted by Al Porter Jr. to provide a year-end entertainment for families to get together and enjoy themselves, as we aren't putting a price on it. So any donation is good because we're still struggling during these critical times. And I also want to let people know that if you missed it, because we need a chance to at least throw it out there, it's the Feed Hunger and Stay Woke concert, which will happen Tuesday, December 15th, 2020 at 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Doors will open about 6 at 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. The Feed the Hunger is Table Food Drive. Live performance for Major Taps and Almighty FX. The first 50 people that bring in food or cash goods will receive a cash prize. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who tuned in. Hey, I appreciate you, and I look forward to at least working with you all and really speaking, staying woke. Thank you. Hey, big shout out to the creator for allowing this show to be, and to the brother who brought me on board this radio program of Blog Talk, Emacs the Image. I am out. Love you all.